evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Are You Not Entertained? This is episode 22, and today is January 4th, 2017. We made it into the New Year's. Guys, I'm always with Kent Waldron and Carrie Blowers, who always join me every week, and we're going to talk some wrestling, but this week is special. But before we get to that, Carrie, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Russ, what the hell?
What?
This is our big freaking thing. What? This is the Deuces Awards. And this is how you bring it. This is your presentation.
Whoa.
Get your head out of your ass and let's do something proper. Can we please?
You know, Kent, I think you're right. We need to spice this. This is special. We need to spice this up. Let's start over. Let's do a start over, do over. All right.
Sold.
And this is the Deuces. We'll talk about that and just what that means. No, it does not mean we're all going to sit there and have a cute number two. As Ken is going.
And all right, let's get another do over.
Right. Wayback machine. Let's go to the Wayback machine. All right. Here we go.
And
we're gonna reintroduce
two.
This. All righty. Here we go. My name is Russell Snyder, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And with me today is Big Kent. He's 6'2", and you can't teach that. We also have Carmella, and she's the hottest girl in the room. But you can't teach that. Bada boom. Well, she is the hottest girl in the room, so I guess
she's the only girl in the room.
Kent, I'm trying to get this the big thing here. So stick to the script, unlike Kevin Owens. Come on, dude.
Oh boy. All right.
How was that? You guys think that was a little bit better? You know, we're going here now.
It was all right. But let's say, you know, this is the 2016 Deucey Awards.
Yes, it is the 2016 Deucey Awards. The only award show that represents the views of 9 Deuce. How you doing? Tonight, we're going to be giving out a bunch of awards. We're going to give out the award for the most improved wrestler. How you doing? That's you guys. Help me out with it, please.
Russ, you're just completely running over my lines. This is the worst introduction of all time. Can we just move on to the award ceremony?
Right,
there's a whole thing that says Kent, and you just took my lines.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, about that.
Well, great. Okay. Well, we're finished.
Not that we had anything scripted or anything, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
nothing
we are.
At all.
We are not scripted here. We don't do scripts. So we do the awards. We have a lot of awards coming out to everybody here. We want to, give our view. But Kent, do you want to move on? Do you want to do anything, sir?
I mean, we were going to do this whole, like, list off the awards, and then Russ was supposed to say, how you doing? But in typical Enzo Amore form, he's just running his mouth. Don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Without backing it up.
Right.
Without
and next thing you know, you're going to be in some, like, leopard print wheelchair. So
yes.
I got nothing to add. I think we could just move right on to the first category because this is Botchamania 2017 at its finest.
Yes, we already started out 2017 at our best. My apologies. All right, let's begin the 2016 Deucey Awards.
All right, the first Deucey for 2016 is for the category of Most Improved. This award is given to the talent who has hit us with basically a visual RKO and delighted us with their improved performance since 2015. The nominees for this year's award are Xavier Woods, Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, Heath Slater, DIY, The Revival, Ty Dillinger, Alexa Bliss, and Carmella. All right, guys, before we reveal our winner, thoughts?
I like fishes because they're so delicious. And the obvious thing here is Baron Corbin. I mean, he did, you know, start off not on the roster back in January, and the closing show of the year was Baron in the main event in the same ring with Dolph Ziggler and AJ Styles. Yeah, nobody else rose quite up to that level. Nobody's going to be the foundational piece for the next 5 to 10 years like Baron Corbin. If you guys are thinking anything else, I'd love to hear the idiocy.
The idiocy. All right, well.
Oh, and there goes Russ opening him up.
Yeah, I'll join right up on that one. So, this was a tough call for me because I had it between two people. And I'm going to give my edge to Alexa Bliss. All right. My runner-up was Baron Corbin for all the same reasons Kent's chosen. But mine's going to be Alexa Bliss. And here's the simple reason. When they first both came to the WWE, at least Baron Corbin, I'd had some idea of him. All right. I knew he was going to go places. He was a big guy, but he worked. He had a good ethic, work ethic, and people really seemed to be liking him. But Alexa Bliss, I saw her once in NXT, I think, when I happened to catch it. And nothing. Like, I just thought she was an extra. She gave me nothing. I felt nothing. It was just nothing. So when she moved up to the roster, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But boy, holy crap, did she come out of the gates out of nowhere for me. Like, the second she became SmackDown Live and the second she won that champion, or the chance to win the title, she's been crazy. Awesome. She's amazing on the mic. She's got the skills in the ring. And she's one of the best talkers. Within a year, she's one of the best talkers in WWE.
So, Russ, you're punishing Baron because you didn't watch enough Alexa Bliss in NXT. That is your explanation that you just gave us. I just want to get that correct. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm also saying that Baron, to me, he had the keys. Alexa, it came out of nowhere.
Yes, he rides a motorcycle. Of course he had the keys. I don't even know if Alexa drives.
I'm pretty sure she has to. It'd be kind of silly. Maybe. But I chose Alexa over Baron, barely.
I'd like to know Carrie's thoughts on this, and hopefully it has something to do that, I didn't watch enough NXT, so I didn't know what to do with myself.
Someone's very bitter over there.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I did have Alexa as my first runner-up because my winner, or my choice actually, was Heath Slater. I mean, let's look at Heath Slater for a minute, shall we? The guy went from, jobber, last surviving member of 3MB, to not even getting drafted during the brand split. And then going into one of the starting best storylines that SmackDown Creative came up with last year. And how did that storyline end? He was one part of the inaugural SmackDown Tag Team Champions. I think he was given a great storyline. He ran with it. He had a great year. He went from basically zero to hero in the time span of 5 months. And that's why, I mean, Baron Corbin is set up for the next calendar year. But really, we got to look at Heath Slater here too, guys, because he also had a great year and he improved immensely.
Russ, your lips are moving. Want to talk to us?
I totally agree with that, Kent. Thank you. That's what happens when I put Skype down. I don't look. So, I agree with you on the Heath Slater part. He definitely has improved a lot, but I think I'm pretty sure the undrafted part was part of the plan. It does seem kind of weird that it wouldn't be, right?
I mean, Nia Jax was drafted ahead of him.
That's just awful.
But you know, one thing I gotta say for Heath is that I think his storyline was the beginning of showing us that SmackDown could be something better than the shit we've been fed for the past decade. Like, all of a sudden, they're like, hey, we're doing something a little bit different that we haven't done on Raw in forever.
Or SmackDown.
Right. And, I mean, Grant, I think Heath has had all the tools since, you know, year two of the Nexus.
Right.
But it's nice to see him finally get the platform to show it. Absolutely. And with all the heel turns, there's SmackDown's all heels and Cena. Like, they need some better faces. I think this is, like, a perfect time for Heath to really do something.
Shine. Yeah.
So, I'm assuming Carrie has the envelope with our winner.
That's because we carry that so importantly. Envelope.
We're amateurs.
We have that classiness.
It even has a sticker on it.
Yes, a sticker.
Yeah, we also have trophies.
It says the Dew Season 2016. Yeah, we're gonna mail out the.
And I can't get the sticker off, guys. Come on now.
Oh God. Oh sorry.
Oh, I got it. Are we ready for our winner?
Yes. Drum roll, please.
And our winner is Alexa Bliss.
All right.
Hooray for awarding somebody.
This is Alexa's first time winning a Deucey. Come on, that's funny. Don't you always love those entrances when they do that? They announce some kind of important information.
I wish we just had like a spunky black chick to do that.
Oh, God, that'd be so good.
That'd be awesome.
Next year, would we have the more? Would we have?
I need
more
to recruit a spunky black chick for the 2017 Deuces.
That would be awesome. Oh, man.
I'm excited now.
All right. Let's move on to our second award. And the second award goes to the most underused talent. This award is going to be given to the performer who we all feel deserves more screen or ring time. Now, we know that they can deliver, or they're just simply not getting the time to deliver, okay? So they may be on our screens quite a bit, but we think they should be doing more with themselves. All right? So the nominees for the most underused talent are Sami Zayn, Curtis Axel, Jack Swagger, Neville, Kalisto, The Ascension, The Vaudevillains, Alicia Fox, Naomi, Breezango, Cesaro, Emma, Bo Dallas, Sandow, Cody, and Wade. I just want to say,
I just like the fact that we got Damian Sandow, Cody Rhodes, and Wade Barrett somehow squeezed into that. That's great.
I also want to mention that there's a lot of underused talents because all those names on there. Let's face it, they're all pretty good guys.
They could all have been at least a mid-card champion of some form, right?
Absolutely. And I'm just thinking, like, wow. I've named a lot of names that are just not getting used. All right, so let's go to Carrie. Carrie, why don't you tell us who you think deserved to win this out of the group?
I'm going to go with a guy who has so much potential, so much crowd reaction, just so much for all of us and all creatives done with him is basically giving him the usual burial shovel. And that man is Sami Zayn. I mean, former NXT champion, put on one of the feuds of the year with Kevin Owens. I just don't know what happened there, and I really think that we need more Zayn in 2017.
It's interesting because I feel your pain on that one. I mean, he was going places with his feud with Kevin Owens and himself. I was about to say Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but he would be feuding himself. That was dumb. You're right. And then all of a sudden, just nothing. He completely dropped off the planet. Now, granted, they are giving him something now. And to be honest, we all know Braun's going someplace. So I think having this feud with Braun right now is going to help him in the long run.
Sami's winning the Royal Rumble. He's doing it.
It seems like it.
Yeah, Sami's winning it.
You got that? Where'd you get that from, Mr. Inside Information?
Oh, I'm sorry. I told you I was an investigative reporter, just not as good as Carrie.
Oh, that's right.
God!
All right, Kat, why don't you tell us... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, I was going to say, I've been teaching him. The investigative reporting, it's a very, very, you know, precise science.
Well, I was going to say it's an art, but I guess science is also acceptable.
Okay, you can go with art, yeah. Okay, we'll go with art.
Either way, Kent sucks at both. So, I mean...
Ow, words hurt. Really bad. But not as bad as the sting of Cesaro's push since forever ago.
Can I get a hallelujah, sir?
Hallelujah. The thing is that, I mean, if we'd done the awards last year, the year before that, guess what? Probably Cesaro wins all those years. And every year, he ups his game. He gets more crowd reaction. He gets the Cesaro section. He adds moves that we haven't seen here in America unless you go to bingo halls. Okay? This man can do the strength things that Cena does, only without looking nearly as jacked as Cena or as steroided as Jinder Mahal. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing as a wrestling fan to watch somebody like Cesaro with somebody and they go, oh, are they champion? No, they've never been world champion and never will be. Why? WWE hates its fans. It's the only reason. There's no other reason for Cesaro to he's not bad on the mic. He's way better than some other champions, Roman Reigns, on the mic. So, I don't know. It just seems like he has a much better moveset than other champions, Roman Reigns. And his hair isn't nearly as wet as other champions, Roman Reigns. So, I think Cesaro...
Well, I think that's the problem right there, his hair. It's not wet enough, Roman Reigns.
Oh, that could be. Anyway... This is clear cut. It's got to be Cesaro, right? Like, you got the envelope, don't you, Russ?
I do, but I want to talk about who I thought should win first, too. But, I don't know why you're making that noise, because I actually agree with you, sir. I do believe Cesaro is... Amanda. So, nobody gets that joke except for me and Kat. Alright, so... I also agreed with Cesaro, and there's so many reasons why. How is this man not main event? He puts on consistently great shows. He is tops in the ring. Whenever he's in a match, it's always at least exciting. I won't say it's always great, but it's at least always exciting, and it does borderline on great. He should be a mega star. Granted, I will say that. The one weakness he has is on the mic, but again, it's not as bad as some people that we've seen hold that belt, Roman Reigns. So, I totally agree with you. Now,
why are you picking on Roman Reigns? What has he ever done to you?
Well, you know, he has that face.
Oh, the face thing. Yeah, I agree with you.
So, I do like that they're doing something with him now, Cesaro, and at least he has a championship. It's great. I'm hoping that WWE actually pulls the trigger this year, though. Maybe they'll do something, get him in that main event.
Like Steve Austin did or Brian Pillman did?
Wrong kind of trigger.
Oh.
Alright. I do have the envelope. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Only if you provide it.
You got it. And the winner is... I knew it. Cesaro! Cesaro, everybody! Woo!
Yay! This isn't rigged at all. Yay!
Not at all. This Man. Is Cesaro's first Deucey. And second nomination. What?
That's
this guy's
crazy.
Amazing. I know.
God, I cannot get a spunky black chick on here soon enough.
We will.
I actually know one, and I'm pretty sure she'll do it for us. I'm not even kidding. I think she will.
So the Deucey Awards, the semi-annual Deucey Awards at the midpoint of the year, we'll have her.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Ken, why don't you give us your nominee? Or your award first, I should say.
Man, I get this award? All right, so I'm up here. I'm presenting Wrestler of the Year. Crowd, keep it down, okay? You've been great so far and shutting the fuck up. Keep it going. All right, so for Wrestler of the Year, this award is for the best in-ring wrestler, the best technician. Their promo ability doesn't count for or against them here. All that matters is what they accomplish during a match in between those ropes and sometimes outside if they're cool. So, the nominees for this prestigious award are AJ Styles, Cesaro, the Brian Kendrick, Roman Reigns, how the hell did that happen? Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Seth Rollins, really, Russ?
What? That's not a rigging at all.
Freaking write-ins. I'm so perturbed right now. Carrie, can you tell us who you voted for so we can all just nod and agree?
I voted for AJ Styles. I mean, seriously. Was there any other choice this year?
Yeah, I told you a bunch of them, but no.
Yeah, I was going to say, seriously, there was a ton of nominations.
I mean, this was one of the unanimous votes that we came across, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, we all definitely chose Seth Rollins, right? Nah?
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Of course we all chose AJ. There wasn't even close. It's not even close.
I mean, while Roman Reigns has sometimes made it bore, AJ has never made it bore.
No.
He doesn't come down with wet hair. He has soccer mom hair.
He does have nice soccer mom hair. Let's face it.
He doesn't have trashy Samoan tattoos. He has, what does he have for tattoo? Does he have the stuff on the ribs like his kid's
date
of birth?
Yeah,
that's not trashy. That's not classy. Samoan.
Yeah, it's
very classy.
And he has not put me to sleep.
It's true. I mean, let's face it. Since he's been here, it's been almost exactly a year now for AJ Styles. Has he been in a bad match?
Has he fought Roman Reigns? Yes, and he even made that good.
That looked good too.
In all fairness, I make fun of Roman Reigns, but Roman has really improved in the ring.
He has.
But yeah, AJ has not been in a bad match at all.
No.
I also want to credit AJ for, in a way, he kind of sparked Jericho's resurrection because he feuded with Jericho and then Jericho did the Dean and then he, like, I think working with AJ kind of sparked a fire in Jericho.
Sparks a fire in a lot of people. I mean, John Cena, John Cena's a little bit of an exception. But let's say so. John Cena for the year before that was putting on great matches with that U.S. title run. So John Cena was doing really good, but then all of a sudden,
Alberto Del Rio came.
Yeah, and that just totally destroyed everything. Oh my God, let's talk about things you want to forget. but then he starts feuding with AJ, and it's one of his best feuds he's had in years. I mean, it's been a long time since Cena's had a great feud and
Punk was
the last one. Yeah,
yeah. It's nice to see. The whole beat-up John Cena thing's been phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
It really was.
Yeah.
You know what? I threw away the envelope. Just making an executive decision here. We all agree AJ Styles is the winner. There's really nothing else. I mean, this was an easy one.
Yeah, that was easy. There was no shock on that one.
No. No shock, Master. Uncle Fried. All right, Carrie. Who you got next?
All right, the next award is Best Title Run of the Year. This award is obviously to celebrate the best title run of 2016. This title run could have started prior to 2016, but we're just going to focus on title runs. Okay, nominees are The Miz, IC title, New Day, tag team title, Kevin Owens for the red belt, AJ Styles.
Is it called anything else?
Is it called anything else?
Nope.
I've heard it called the fruit roll up.
I love fruit roll up.
You know, that is a fantastic treat. Oh, sorry. Are there more?
Yeah. Wait, award? Huh.
There are a couple more nominees, guys. We have AJ Styles with the World Championship, Becky with the SmackDown Women's Championship belt, and Ginger Rhino for the SmackDown Tag Team belts.
Wait a second. Now, there were some historical title runs that were not mentioned. How did they not get nominated?
I thought we weren't considering them.
Oh, yeah.
I love how there's absolutely no bias in this whatsoever, yet there's not a single nomination for either of those two.
That is a shame.
That just shows that the Deuces are totally fair because they're not stupid.
I mean, really, it should be like the 2016 Deuces, the award show where Sasha and Charlotte will never, ever win an award.
At least this year. At least in the 2016. We never know if something could happen. Now, I do want to mention there is one unfair title reign that we didn't get into the nominees, and I'm kind of shocked. Seth Rollins. That was an amazing 30-second title reign.
It was. I was very proud of your boy for that half minute or so. It was captivating, as a matter of fact. It
certainly was.
What was impressive was he went that whole title run without injuring a single person, and Bret Hart didn't even complain about it.
Exactly. Come on. If we can't get that going, that's awesome. All right. All seriousness. My choice for best title run is going to be, I don't think there's anything else. It's clear cut to me. The Miz. His IC title run was probably one of the best things that's ever happened to him, and probably one of the best things that happened to the Intercontinental Championship. Okay, and I know we're running up against history here, and not with Sasha and Charlotte. I'm talking about New Day. New Day holding it for the record. I want to say it's 483 days, somewhere around there. The longest reigning tag team of all time. That's really tough not to call that to be your best title run. But The Miz, with that IC title, when he went on SmackDown, Talking Smack with that title, and from there on, he's been on another level. Another level.
Like the third? And
possibly even the fourth level.
So you're telling me you're taking a guy who held it for like 100 and some days, like less than half the time of New Day.
Yep.
You're saying that his run was better than a historical tag team title run.
Yes, because it doesn't always have to be historical. The one thing I'll say about the New Day, and this is where my problem lies with them, towards the end, we knew they were going to break it. And it got boring. Really, really boring. Until right at the end, and then it started getting exciting again, and then they did some stuff for it. But that was the biggest problem that I had with it. It's just, there were boring spots. With the IC title run with The Miz, once he hit Talking Smack, it was, bar none, the best thing we've seen in a long time. Remember, Kent, this is one thing I want to point out, too. I was so invested in this title run that I said that if he loses before the Honky Tonk's record, I'm going to riot. And what did I do?
You rioted. Yes, we saw the pictures.
Okay, yes. And if you didn't see them, I'm pretty sure you can go to 9deuce.com/wrestling.
Yeah, actually, there's probably still like a link on the homepage, as a matter of fact, of just 9deuce.com. That's how amazing the riot was.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's on 9deuce.com. Just go on the homepage and you can possibly see it. Awesome.
Then I don't ever update the site.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I'm really good at what I do.
You are.
But, you know, you keep saying that the reign was boring, but I thought Roman was part of a whole other three-man faction. I'm confused.
I believe you are confused. I was not talking about when it rains, it bores. I was talking about New Day, period. Just being boring.
Gotcha. All right. Fascinating. Who the hell did I pick? Oh, I'm just going to mimic what the hell Russ said.
I knew it. I knew you agreed with me.
More importantly than that, I also threw up a runner-up to the Revival as NXT Tag Team Champions. I don't know why our presenter didn't even bother reading them as a nominee. Pretty poor job there, in my opinion, at least. The Revival did everything for the tag team division that the New Day bored us with. The Revival actually brought tag team wrestling back. And as much as I enjoyed the Ginger Rhino build-up, their title run itself was not as good as it should have been or could have been. Whereas the Revival put on Match of the Year, like, they had three Match of the Year candidates. Two with the DIY and one with American Alpha, or yeah, whatever. I can't talk. The Miz really should get it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kent, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did the Revival revive tag team wrestling for you?
They're not Jesus. But yeah, they kind of did.
All right, that's what.
Well, their name should be Jesus. That'd be awesome.
So instead of the Revival, they could be the Jesus?
And then nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Yeah.
See,
they write itself.
SmackDown writers are listening to this right now. They're going to get the Revival. They're going to remake them, and it's going to be amazing.
It will be great. All right, Carrie. Go ahead.
Well, I went against you guys.
Boo!
went...
That wasn't even planned. That was not planned.
I went with the historical feat. The only one, mind you, that we really should be talking about over the past year. Because nothing else historical happened this year. This past year.
Did we just crown, like, Cruiserweight Champion? We haven't had one of those in forever. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, because that was historical.
Yes, but I'm talking about the historical thing that got jammed down our throats that we're not talking about.
There was nothing Roman historical Reigns? That happened that got jammed down our throats. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that happened was New Day. And that was my choice for title run of the year. I mean, yes, they made history as the longest reigning tag team champs. And really, if you look at their entire title run, not bad for a team when they debuted, all of us said, huh? What is the... Oh, no. I can't get behind this. But the thing is the crowd did.
And they did work some magic in the beginning, because let's face it, you're right. That New Day shtick, when it first came out the first time, how awful was it?
Oh, it was awful. I mean,
the whole premise of New Day's rise was that they were so bad that they got the crowd to chant New Day sucks, which is what sparked them to their, you know, rise. I mean, it was somebody being so bad. They are the prototypical great B-movie of our generation here. How many acts are so bad that they become good because they suck?
But they became good even though... They changed it, though, because they did become good. Like, they started throwing some classics. There's some... New Day has some really great promos.
That Old Day is not one of them.
Old Day is definitely not one of them. I will say this. They have some stinkers, too. But they have some great all-time classic promos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, Carrie. Drum roll.
All right, and the winner of the 2016 Ducey is The Miz with his Intercontinental Championship run.
I
didn't think there'd be anything other than that.
Check out Big Brain and Russ.
That's right. Because The Miz is awesome.
He's also no longer the Intercontinental Champion.
That is true. That's kind of weird that they did that to us. I was kind of like, oh, man.
I thought for sure, after the first Skull Crushing finale, I was like, he might have it. Then after he clobbered him with the belt, I'm like, all right.
It's over. Yep.
Yeah. And then they really did surprise me. Kudos to SmackDown.
Wasn't that a really good match, too? Like, holy crap.
It's one of those things. I'm telling you, every time a champion drops the belt, they put on some of the best work that they do their whole run, of course. Because they want that belt back eventually.
Right. But it was... Dean was on fire. I mean, this storyline they're doing right now with these guys is amazing. I heard
SmackDown... And the girls.
And the girls, yes. It's been amazing. It's really good stuff. You're not watching SmackDown, I don't know what the heck's wrong with you. All right. Let's move on to our next award. Our next award is the best WWE event of the year. Okay, this award is going to the PPV or the NXT TakeOver, because that is technically WWE, that we felt was the best all-around experience. Okay, so here are some of the factors to take into consideration. Length of the event, including the pre-show. We also thought about the build to the event and our expectations for the lineup, and it's the lineup, of course, itself, and the match qualities. All those were taken into account when we did this. Here are the nominees. The nominees are NXT Toronto, NXT Brooklyn, NXT Dallas, TLC, and Battleground. I've noticed we're missing some major pay-per-views on this one here.
How the hell did the Cruiserweight tournament not even make it?
Yeah,
like, who writes this crap?
Seriously, it's pretty undermined. Not to mention, I think SummerSlam almost kind of gets into this, doesn't it?
Can eat a fat dick. SummerSlam
there,
was trash. It had the greatest buildup of any event this year, and it did not deliver in any way.
Aside from
if you take away AJ versus Cena, Take that away, you have one of the most mediocre events that takes forever. It's not a fun event. It's just not.
It's like Summer... Well, to me, like SummerSlam, what they did with it, way too long. And that's a problem with WrestleMania, too. Way too long. They just... But they built up SummerSlam really well. So the build-up to it was good. We did get one of the best matches, period, out of it. So there's something to it. But you're right, it was boring. I won't lie to you, it was boring. I was just trying to get a little controversy here.
Well, if you want to make controversy, why don't you try telling us how WrestleMania was so great?
Yeah, I can't even do that. That's garbage I can't even... I can't even convince anyone of. That was horrible. Oh, my God.
So okay. This goes to show that, I mean, WWE had, or, well, NXT had four takeovers this year. Three of those four are nominated. WWE had, like, 16 pay-per-views. Two of them are nominated.
Yes. That's not biased at all. But you got to remember, if you take into account all of the things that we used, these are the only battlegrounds even kind of pushing it.
I was just trying to give them something else other than TLC.
Because you're right. I mean, Battleground was good. It wasn't great. It was good.
Seriously, go look at every pay-per-view that happened this year. I went back. I did my work. I spent about 30 minutes looking this up because I'm like, I got to find some. And there's so many bombs of pay-per-views this year.
Fastlane good, though? I know it was a long time ago, so we kind of lose that luster and everything, but wasn't
Brock,
Fastlane good?
Brock, Roman, and Dean, and then Jericho versus AJ. But then there's also Charlotte versus Brie Bella, which was a train wreck.
Yeah, but you can't count that against them. That was before the Revolution.
The Revolution happened two summers ago.
It was before the Revolution. Before the Revolution.
Russ, I will turn Mexican, grow some hair, steal Paige away from Del Rio, and sick her on you.
All right, Carrie, who's your nomination for this? Who do you think should have won this one?
The only event worth watching WrestleMania weekend, NXT Dallas was my choice. Top to bottom, it was just an amazing event. It was just worth watching. I didn't fall asleep once. Unlike WrestleMania, where I fell asleep five times. Because it was just too damn long.
Yeah, that's a problem with it. Is this one of those ones that's unanimous again?
This one's completely unanimous because if you think about it, here's the lineup for Dallas. American Alpha versus Revival, which was a match of the year
candidate. Match of the year contender.
The worst match on the card was Baron Corbin versus Austin Aries, which was still a pretty damn good match.
Yep.
Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor.
Fantastic yes. match. Yep, that was a fantastic match.
And Bayley versus Asuka, their first match.
Yep.
And then Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke, which is in a lot of people's eyes the best match of the year.
We'll talk about those later, but I have a question about that one. Was that more of the crowd? Because I watched it again and I tried watching it on mute. Still a great match. Do not get me wrong. It was great, but it lost some of it without the crowd.
Yeah, go ahead and watch that, then watch Shinsuke versus Aries. Do it.
Okay. All right, I'll try doing that one next without the crowd.
Because it's the crowd, it's the emotion, and I can't fault people for seeing it that way because you get emotionally invested into a match.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
Right, well, that's the other thing. The match, the crowd does count towards a great match. I've always said that. Because if your crowd...
I think we just lost Russ.
I think we did.
His point was stupid. Look at that stupid face. Russ. So we're having technical difficulties at the first ever Deuces. Man. But, you know, it's great that NXT... It harkens back, I know it goes before your time, Carrie, but it harkens back to the 80s and early 90s wrestling before, like, 1994, 95. I think 95 was the first In Your House. there was only 4 to 5 pay-per-views a year, so they had all these months to build up and tell these stories and really make you want to see the match. They didn't give that stuff for free. And now, I mean, every week on Raw and SmackDown, you're getting these matches. NXT is allowed to build up their matches because they have enough of a roster where they can do it, and those men and women are just putting on shows. They're just tremendous. I think Brooklyn and Toronto were better than anything WWE put out.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I still shamefully have not seen NXT takeover Toronto yet.
Boo!
Hey,
why?
Home ownership. It's hard to watch TV.
That's a hard life. So the sixth category, and we're moving by at such a blazing pace here. Cruiserweight Wrestler of the Year. This is something that I can actually sink my teeth into. This award goes to the Cruiserweight, who has had the best year. Unfortunately, most of these gentlemen have less than half of the year of being on TV. But, you know, the guys who have been on TV most of the year, like Kalisto, Sin Cara, Austin Aries, Neville, they've been injured or barely utilized. So this seems like a very wide-open category this year. I expect next year to be an absolute stacked roster. But so far for 2016, the nominees are the Brian Kendrick, Rich Swann, Kalisto, Neville, TJ Perkins, Cedric Alexander, and Austin Aries. Carrie, who you got? Why?
My pick was the Brian Kendrick. I mean, talk about a career resurgence. I mean, he came into the Cruiserweight Classic, put on some amazing matches, made Daniel Bryan cry at one point, if I remember correctly. And then just proceeded once he debuted on Raw to separate himself from the rest of the pack and really become a heel, the top heel in the division, and then one of the first champs of the division. So really, yeah, his title reign was short, but the guy has really been putting on a clinic on how to be a heel, how to talk on guest commentary, and also how to perform in the ring. Who'd you have, Kent?
I don't know. I had some skinny guy who can jump and do flips and stuff. You know, thinking back on it, I had to really take the whole year, and we didn't see Kendrick, aside from the Cruiserweight Classic, we really didn't get to see the Cruiserweights debut until, what, like September, October? I mean, they did not get much time to shine. In the meantime, Austin Aries was kicking ass in NXT. Now, granted, he did get injured two, 3 months ago by Shinsuke. And he hasn't wrestled, but he also had that great match with Shinsuke at NXT TakeOver The End in June. He had a really good feud with No Way Jose. He's actually proven himself to be really decent on commentary, which, I mean, I know Austin's good on the mic, but I really didn't expect him to translate well on commentary for whatever reason. So he's doing great. I don't know. I'm not sure if any of the other guys listed are truly capable of going up to the main roster and competing against, you know, the next level of guys, go up for the mid-card title. Austin Aries, really, he can carry himself just as well as AJ Styles, pretty much. That's my high praise. I also considered Kalisto and, of course, the Brian Kendrick, because that dude's awesome.
I'm surprised you chose Kalisto after so much.
Baron Corbin slipped off the ring apron. Fact.
All right. Well, my choice was Rich Swan. Okay. I'll be honest with you. I really wanted it to be TJ Perkins. I was so like, he's got to get it. And for the beginning of the year, for what it was worth, he would have been the Cruiserweight of the Year. He won the title in the Classic. He won. He had a couple of defenses of his championship. He did seem to be going somewhere. And all of a sudden, nothing. And I think it's more because the crowd wasn't getting behind him completely. I don't know. All right. Or maybe the crowd just really doesn't want Cruiserweights.
Or, you know, maybe the crowd just hates people who dab a lot. Just toss that up there.
There is so many reasons why not to like TJ Perkins the way they did it. But I didn't want
to. Hell, Eric likes him, so that's a whole other reason not to like him.
Well, maybe I should stop liking him. Ugh.
Yeah.
But I went with Rich Swann, and here's the reason why. Rich Swann, since the beginning of the Classic, he's been putting on some great matches. He's a ball of charisma. He is Captain Charisma.
Nope. Pretty sure that gimmick was already taken.
Oh, that's right. Dang. Well, then, he's very charismatic.
He is not a charismatic enigma. That one is...
Darn it.
Ugh. That's taken too.
Who was that?
I don't know. Some.
Now that you're listing it off now.
Some jerkwad from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, do we agree that he's fun to watch?
He has fundamentals.
He does have fundamentals, yes. So I was Rich Swann. I thought he was the definite performer of the year. And he's right now, he's the current champion, so he's doing something right.
Did you even watch 205 Live, Ross?
Not yet. Don't ruin it for me.
Okay, pretty sure Rich Swann didn't even have a match. But, you know, maybe you should start watching, Ross.
I watch it on Thursday nights, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I'm presenting this award, goddammit. The winner is Envelope Tearing. I kind of miss Brodus Clay dancing. Well, actually, I miss Brodus Clay's music. The winner is the Brian Kendrick. Because basically, we all appreciated the Brian Kendrick. We all had different views, but all of us listed him in our top three.
Yes.
I felt that was important, so that's why he is the winner.
And Kalisto, too, I'm surprised. He got quite a few nominations on that one.
Yeah, he... two? Jeez, who are the idiots voting for this stuff?
I don't know. Losers. All of them.
Smokers are jokers.
Smokers are jokers.
Can we move on to the next award, Carrie?
Yes, sorry.
All right, the next award is for Tag Team of the Year. This award goes to the best WWE or NXT tag team that we have seen all year. While titles are a factor, freshness or staleness can also be a factor. And obviously, promo ability, in-ring action, amount of double team moves, quality of double team moves, etc., 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 should also be factored into this award. The nominees for Tag Team of the Year are New Day, Ginger Rhinos, American Alpha, Enzo and Cass, Gallows and Anderson, Cesaro, The Wyatt Family, The Usos, The Revival, DIY, and The Authors of Pain.
Wait, so Breezango is not even on the list?
This is rigged.
This is bullshit.
Everything we've done is rigged.
I don't like this. Boycotting this award ceremony.
How are the vaudevillains not on this list?
What about the Ascension?
Oh. Yes, what about the Ascension?
The greatest tag teams, we're just completely ignoring them.
This is bullcrap.
It is.
Shining Stars are also not on here.
Yep, and that's going to stay that way.
That's a good reason for it.
They're hanging out with Charlotte and Sasha right now.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. I think this was another unanimous vote. I chose The Revival. That was mine. Let's face it. They are the reason you love tag team wrestling. Everything they do is just brings you back to that. That's why tag team wrestling exists. And not to mention their matches with DIY.
And American Alpha, first match, too. I mean,
yeah, and American Alpha. You're right. Yeah, right. But their first match with DIY was probably the best match I've ever seen for tag team. that didn't have a gimmick. And yes, I know it had a gimmick, but it was only 2 out of 3 falls. It wasn't like
that was the second match. Or...
Oh, that was their second. My apologies. Thank you for covering it. Their second match, which was best 2 out of 3s, was simply one of the best matches I've ever seen. Wrestling that didn't have a gimmick to it. That's ladders or TLC or whatever. So
what about Buff Bagwell's mom
wait.
On a pole? Is that a gimmick match?
Yeah, but that wasn't... Was that tag team?
I don't know if she got tag teamed. I don't want to know that information.
Oh, no. Dark places. So, I really, honestly, I can't wait till they're on the WWE roster. I just hope they're on SmackDown because I don't want to curse them with Raw.
I gotta say that, I mean, as an old school fan, I watched the Brainbusters. And that's made up of Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, two of the founding members of the Four Horsemen. They're considered a legendary tag team. There are stories about them with the guy who was running NBC at the time, Dick something. His first name's Dick. That's all we need to know. We need to know about Dick.
It wasn't Dick Sargent, was it?
It was not Dick Sargent. It was not Dick York.
Damn.
It was some Dick, though. Anyway, point is that the Brainbusters were so good that he insisted on having them on Saturday night's main event because they could just do so much, and they were a great heel team. And here we are 30-some years later, 20-some years later, I don't know, someplace in that area, we'll say 28. Here we are, we have the new Brainbusters, and they go hard all day, all night. And goddamn it, that song's really catchy if you listen to it on... Just listen to it once a day for 7 days. Yep. It'll be in your head.
Will that make 1 week?
No, that was just an arbitrary number. A loser.
I don't know if you got my joke. 7 days, 1 week, or week as in it makes you weak.
We go hard.
Well, are you choking to death there, Russ?
Yes, because that was pretty funny. Okay, Carrie, do you have anything?
I am just going to echo everything both of you have said. The Revival should win this award. I mean, I said in the blog, when you think of tag teams of years past, you think of the Revival. They're just damn good at wrestling and really are pretty damn dominant. So, I mean, is there really anything else to say here? I think we should...
They go hard.
Exactly.
You said you won't echo it, Carrie, so echo it.
They go hard.
You know, I hear that they do things, but one of the big things they do is they go hard.
Good to know. Now I feel... Educated.
Oh!
Not...
He said the name. Oh, no, he didn't say the name. He just said the name of his title or section. All right. So, do we have a winner here? Drum roll, Carrie.
Well, the winner is the Revival.
How did Breeze Dango not win it?
Well, they didn't do the schmoozing they're supposed to do. You know, the Revival really went out of their way to impress the judges.
But they have, like, cop outfits, like, stripper cop outfits.
Oh, I expect to get my ticket from the Fashion Police.
I was going
to
say, so. They gave the judges too many Fashion Police tickets, and that's why they didn't win.
Makes sense. All right, we have some more awards. Russ?
Yes. The next award is the Feud of the Year. Okay, this award goes to the best feud of the year. It doesn't always mean the longest feud, because longest does not always make very well that we know of, right? Because we know a really long one that didn't want to die, that was historical.
New Day versus Gallows and Anderson, that just went on and on. And you know, they didn't even give Gallows and Anderson the rub. Just absolutely...
They didn't. It was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. Why are we talking about Gallows and Anderson again?
I don't know. Oh. All right, so... It doesn't have to be the longest story. It just tells a good story, okay? And it could have crossed the path a couple times, whatever. So we do have some nominees, and yes, there are some blatant ones that aren't here. But here are the nominees. Owens versus AJ, or Zayn, sorry. AJ versus Dean. AJ versus Cena. AJ versus Roman. American Alpha versus Revival. Sheamus versus Cesaro. Miz versus the Dolph, or Miz versus Dolph. Miz versus Daniel. Interesting. Joe versus Shinsuke. DIY versus Revival. Alexa versus Becky. And Asuka versus Bayley.
Russ, could you at least reference when these events took place? I mean, that was a very short list. I mean, you could have given us a little bit more background info for each nominee.
I know. I should have given you way more. Tell you how long the feud lasted and everything.
Yes, down to the day, please.
All right. Carrie, what do you got? Who do you think was the feud of the year?
Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. This feud I could watch forever. In fact, I think they should fight forever. I mean,
way to steal my life.
Watching them wrestle, and I had the privilege this past year of watching them wrestle live. And the story they told, the moveset they did, even the crowd got into just the emotion behind what was going on in the ring. And I'm talking about their match at Battleground. This rivalry, this feud, it's feud of the year, hands down, guys.
Kent, who do you believe had the feud of the year?
Oh, no, it's just rereading what I wrote so I could actually make this a valid argument. And the biggest problem I had with Zayn versus Owens is that Sami had a win at Battleground. And that just kind of put a sour note at the end of a really great rivalry. And I can't wrap my head around it because it would have been so glorious for Sami to win the Royal Rumble and finally get that big win over Owens at WrestleMania, and they really blew it. So that's why I can't pick that. I went with Styles versus Cena because they've been doing this since June? July? Something like that? I think June. And they're still going. And it's still awesome. Like, yeah, they took a couple breaks here and there, but it's still fresh. I'm still looking forward to the match. You know?
Well, that's because they put out a match of the year contender the last time they fought. Of course you're going to want to look for the next match.
Well, yeah, but it's great because you have two guys who are a similar age, similar experience as far as how long they've been in the business, but have had two completely different courses that they've gone down. It just makes for a captivating TV, and honestly, if you told me that Owens and Zayn was going to fight next month, I would yawn at it. If you give me Cena versus AJ, I'm going to get pumped about it. And I think the other thing I had chosen was something to do with, Dolph and Miz. Kind of speaks for itself. It was good. Wasn't as good as Owens and Zayn. That stupid Dolph title run really ruined it.
I want to agree with you, Kent, because AJ and Cena were definitely my second runners-up, but I have to go with Owens and Zayn. You're right, it did kind of get a little bit of a tarnish with Zayn getting that win at Battleground, but I understand why they did it. It made sense, at least, story-wise, why they did it. Could they have gone a different way? Absolutely. But Owens and Zayn, to me, just... it was great. I can watch them every single week. Watch them at least have a fight and not be sick of it. Now, I don't know if that's totally true. I bet after maybe a year or so, I could be like, okay, I'm done with this.
Russ, after four straight weeks, you'd be done with it.
I don't know. They're great. They have awesome chemistry. Best friends make the best enemies in the ring a lot of the times.
It's Edge and
just
Matt Hardy.
Fantastic. They were definitely best friends, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
They even shared a girlfriend.
Not at the same time.
There was a point where they were sharing her at the same time, yes.
Oh, man. This is going someplace else.
A long time ago. Yeah.
What's up about Shawn Michaels and Mario Jannetty? That was a good feud.
That certainly was. They were, well, do we know they were best friends?
No, actually, you know, speaking of best friends, Triple H versus Shawn. Now that's the stuff of legends.
That is, exactly.
So in that regard, Owens and Zayn reminds me of that. It's just, at the end of the day, they have not tarnished AJ versus Cena. They have tarnished Owens and Zayn. That's the only reason why I can't choose it.
I understand. Your point is actually valid to me because it was real close between me and AJ and Cena and Owens and Zayn. So I understand that. All right, so winner is, envelope please, drum roll. Oh, it is Owens and Zayn.
Of course.
That's not going to change any Kent's
nope.
happiness there.
Still a curmudgeon.
But it was close. I do like that all three of us had the exact same three as our differently lined up as our runners-up, winners, and our second runner-up. We all had AJ versus Cena. We all had Owens versus Zayn. We all had Miz versus Dolph. Is there anything else that possibly even came close, honestly?
Nia Jax versus Dignity.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Emma versus not being there.
Zack Ryder versus Success.
Oh, no, but seriously, there were a couple. Joe versus Shinsuke. That was awesome. That was a great feud.
Joe and Finn. I mean, to start off the year.
Yeah, Joe and Finn. Oh, yeah.
I really got behind AJ versus Roman because they brought in the Usos and Gallus and Anderson. I liked that feud quite a bit. Yeah,
that was a good feud. DIY Revival? Come on.
Yeah, no. Just because they had great matches doesn't make the feud that great. The feud was kind of nonplus on the TV.
But I think the matches... To me, the match just kind of brought it together. Like, wow, yeah, I want to see them, so I don't care what the excuse is to fight. You're right. It was kind of mediocre. I'll give you that.
I mean, let's not forget Roman versus Owens. No?
Which was good.
No?
It was good.
No, it wasn't. I just didn't want to forget about
match.
It.
I think you want to forget about those things.
Nah.
All right. Let's move on to our next award. I do believe, Kent, you're up.
Oh, man. You know, I'm excited. I may not get any other worthwhile awards to present, but I do get to present Match of the Year. And let's face it, this is the coolest award there is, and so I get to present it. And this award is for Match of the Year. I'm not reading this paragraph. If you don't understand what Match of the Year is, get the fuck out of here, okay? So the nominees are Shinsuke Nakamura versus Austin Aries at NXT The End. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn at NXT Dallas. DIY versus The Revival at NXT Toronto. John Cena versus AJ Styles at SummerSlam. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens at Payback, with Kevin Owens winning. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens at Battleground with Sami Zayn winning. Dolph versus The Miz at No Mercy. Cesaro versus Sheamus. Match 7 of 7 at Clash of Champions. Seth Rollins versus Dean Malenko. Yep, because I can't say...
Dean Anderson?
Dean Ambrose and Roman. Shield Triple Threat at Battleground. Dean Ambrose versus John Cena versus AJ Styles. No Mercy. Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles at Extreme Rules. The Miz versus Cesaro versus Owens versus Zayn at Extreme Rules. My God, that is a list. See, Russ, note how I said when it took place?
Yes, it's like it was written down for you or something.
Yeah, it's like somebody took the time out and had to make sure that they got their shit right.
Well, you are just the better man.
I wasn't talking about me. I would like to know what you had for a pick. Carrie?
I had Cena versus AJ Styles at SummerSlam. This was the once-in-a-lifetime wrestling match that we actually wanted. But it looks like we're getting it again. But we actually want it again. With that being said, though, this match was fantastic to watch. Both guys got the best out of each other. And I was on the edge of my seat the entire time during the match. I seriously thought it was going to be a classic case of LOL Cena wins, but... I was pleasantly surprised to see AJ with the win. So, yeah, this is definitely just an amazing match all around. Definitely match of the year.
I also chose AJ versus Cena as my nomination to win this. And I just want to say the two things real quick. First of all, there were a lot of great matches this year. Can we all at least say that?
Yes.
Because there was
like
so much.
Tons.
Yeah, it was tough to call this one this year. Because you could make an argument for at least six of the nominations.
Yeah. Looking at the top 25 list, even so many great matches that in other years would be top five candidates. They brought the wrestling this year.
Yeah, which is fantastic. So kudos to WWE, at least, for bringing us some great matches. So I'm going to say, again, it was AJ versus Cena, and this is the reason why. It felt momentous, like the passing of a torch. Like Cena saying, hey, here you go. You can have the reins for a little while, at least. We don't know what's going to happen.
Did he already have Roman?
LOL. So, yes, he did already have Roman. But it felt like it was a passing of the torch. And that went to me, it made it feel bigger. And when Cena went down cleanly, that was amazing. It was truly shocking that AJ came out the decisive winner on this feud. So, well, at least up to this point. We don't know what's going to happen next.
So when it went down, it felt bigger, and then it felt amazing. Wow, Russ.
Yes.
Really?
I am a wordsmith, sir. Wordsmith.
Wow.
Now, I also want to bring up real quick... I also want to bring up real quick just my first runner up, DIY versus Revival.
No, Russ, how about you just steal all momentum from me? Go ahead,
go ahead.
Crush
I'm gonna
it.
Take this one.
Come on, Rusev,
from you, because this was truly a great. Like this is one of my favorite matches, and I was going to lead up to Kent saying why Kent. Could you please explain why you thought this was a better match than AJ versus Cena? Because I know your nomination.
Jeez. Yes. Here's why. DIY versus the Revival. You haven't seen a tag team match that good dating back to the original set of TLC matches with the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, and the Hardy Boys. We have seen singles matches that have been as great as Cena and Styles. They're not frequent, no, but we have seen them. At least once a year, we see pretty much a match that we would consider on an epic level. We haven't seen a tag team match on an epic level in, what, like 15 years? Maybe even longer? I can't even remember. TLC, the first one happened, I think, at WrestleMania 17, and we're approaching WrestleMania 33. You do the math, kids. Russ, no answers. None.
Good, because I didn't know the answer anyway.
Yeah. I love Cena versus Styles, but I rewatched them. At the end of the day, I was more wowed. There was more action. And that was actually kind of the cool thing about a tag team match. You always can have action going on where guys do need breathers if they're doing a match of the caliber of Cena and Styles. It doesn't lessen how great that match was. I'm just saying, if you can give me 30 straight minutes of action versus, you know, some outside spots, I may take the action sometimes. I don't know, for the historical value in WWE, if nothing else has taught me that being historical is very important. That was probably the best tag team match possibly of the millennium.
There's no argument. There's no argument. It's one of the best matches I've ever seen.
I can't find fault in it, and I guess I can't find fault when I rip open this envelope and announce that the match of the year is AJ Styles versus John Cena at SummerSlam. Very good job, guys. God, this year was really good. I went back and I watched Dean Ambrose versus Triple H at, I think it was Roadblock.
It was Roadblock.
What a great match. That didn't even make so many.
That's where kind of like Dean Ambrose got his resurgence. Did it feel like it right there?
Well, Dean had just dropped the Intercontinental title to Owens at the Royal Rumble, and then Dean was just started killing it. Dean Ambrose, how many people have had a better year? I know we have to answer that question in a few minutes, but Dean's had a hell of a year.
He has.
All right.
Good for him, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we got a few more, and then we can wrap this up. Carrie, would you like to tell us?
We do believe you're up.
All right. Let's move on to Female Performer of the Year. This award goes to a female, or why don't we say woman, who has been a consistent, non-irritating performer. Basically, these are a woman who did not need to tell us about a revolution or, you know, a turning point in a male-dominated industry, blah, blah, blah. Nothing historical, blah, blah, blah. All right.
Sounds like we're going to be leaving some nominations out that probably deserve to be on here, but screw
this
that,
whole
right?
speech is just very misogynistic in nature.
I noticed that. It's like Ken.
Anyway, the nominees for Female Performer of the Year are Alexa Bliss, Carmella, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Asuka, and Bayley.
Wait a minute. We're forgetting somebody?
Oh, a very important somebody.
El Luchadora?
Yeah.
Oh.
But to be fair, she came at the end.
Oh,
it's really
right.
tough.
I mean, she's gotten more screen time than Alicia Fox did all year.
Absolutely. What about Ava Marie?
She's still working her gimmick to perfection.
Perfection. Mike, nobody puts dedication like that to a gimmick like she has.
I mean, unless Heath Slater starts impregnating women by the dozen, then he can live up to his gimmick. But until then, true. Eva Marie's got it.
I can't believe she's not on this list. I rigged.
This is bullcrap.
Oh, I think we also forgot another nominee. The future Mrs. Del Rio.
Oh yeah, Paige.
She's done a lot of work this year.
Absolutely, being really great and awesome to everybody and not being a total bitch at all.
Hey, she's still even on Total Divas. Not acting like a bitch at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
Not at all. Other than that, though, we really haven't forgot anybody else. We've really nailed this list.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of this list, actually.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Okay, well, Kat.
No. No.
Carrie's the last one to go, sir.
Fine. I haven't looked at what I wrote down.
I'm pretty sure this is a unanimous one again, but
I
chose...
No, it's my turn, Ross.
Fine, go.
Asuka. And you can go.
I didn't have much to say. It's Asuka. It's definitely Asuka. She has been dominant. Holy crap. Since she's come in to NXT, she's wiped the floor with her opponent. But here's the best thing about her. All of her matches, they're at least average to borderline great.
She made Nia Jax look good in the ring.
Yes,
nobody else has done that all year round.
Nobody has done that. Like that Nia Jax match was even good. Like, it was good. It wasn't great. It definitely was not great.
It was watchable.
But it was good. Like, yes.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I think Asuka does. Every match she has is watchable. She's not boring. She's precise. Oh my God, her kicks. I would not want to take a kick from that woman.
Seth Rollins could learn a thing or two from her.
Absolutely. Because she doesn't injure people? Not sure.
I don't know. I mean, Shinsuke could learn a lot from her.
Yeah.
And Shinsuke has hurt a couple dudes.
He has. But for me, it's definitely Asuka. Kent already said Asuka. So, Carrie.
All right. Should we just open the envelope now?
Sure.
Winner is Asuka.
Yay.
Why did you think Asuka, Carrie?
She is dominant. She is the best woman in the company, regardless of roster. If I were the women on the main roster, I'd be scared to death of her. She is going to kill all of them. I can't wait to see her first just squash match with Nikki Bella. She's gonna roll over the top of her. Unless, John Cena has something to say about that.
Well, Cena might roll over top Nikki first. Pre-game warm-up.
Oh! Oh! Hey! Oh!
Yo, I gotta say this, though. In all fairness to the two we shall not mention, they weren't going to win it because I still feel it was unanimous that Asuka had the best 2016. She consistently gave us stuff that we actually liked. We weren't bored by her.
There was nothing Asuka did wrong, basically. She was literally... She was there, she did what she was supposed to do, and then she provided decent to great matches.
Absolutely. So, yeah, her on the main roster. I don't know. Where do you want her to go? Do you want her to go...
SmackDown? SmackDown.
Pretty much do we want everybody great from NXT just to go to SmackDown and not be cursed?
Yes, I don't want her to be rude. I don't want her...
I mean, Raw's really good.
Although, to be fair, I think Asuka could be that one person could maybe pull the rest of the roster out because... She did help Nia.
Listen, Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, and The Rock all returning to Raw is not going to fix what ails Raw.
Oh, God. No, that would ruin it.
Maybe Dean Malenko.
All right.
Maybe.
The great Malenko. All right, are we ready for our final award? Or not possibly our final award?
Yeah. Why not?
I believe this is the final award. All right. And the final award is the male performer of the year. I'm pretty sure that you can guess that this goes to who we believe is the best male in the business at what they do.
I just checked in with this guy and come find out he don't want none of our awards. He don't want none.
Really?
He don't.
Not any.
None.
None.
He threw the deucey back in my face and told me he don't want none and got in a minivan.
Don't want none.
None. He was also listening to some song by DMX.
All right. So here are our male performers of the year nominations. Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens. All right. Let's just face it. We all chose the same person.
We did, but I want to make a little quick point here. Dean Ambrose, I really want to make this argument for Dean quickly. He has had the most matches this calendar year of 2016. Daniel Bryan just talked about on Talking Smack, which I know both you watch religiously, so I ain't got to tell you something you don't know, right?
Exactly.
He wrestled like 227 matches in the calendar year. He hasn't been hurt, been consistent. He's had a really great year. Any other year, Dean Ambrose wins this, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I even think about him. I mean, granted, he probably would have been my second runner-up. My second runner-up was a joke. Not a joke for real, but I had to get him in here somehow.
Oh, yeah, that guy. you know, Carrie, I'd like to hear about your runner-up since we all know who wins this thing.
Well, for my first runner-up, I picked Chris.
You picked? Carrie.
The golden truth.
Carrie. All right.
Anyway, I picked Chris Jericho. No other reason than to say everything he did this year was just pure gold. I mean,
drink it in, man.
Drink it
in. This is getting really wrong here.
Drink it in, man.
And don't forget,
lock it in, man.
All right, you're both going on the list. Yes, a list was over this year because of Chris Jericho. And then my second runner-up was Shinsuke Nakamura,
who hurt Samoa Joe and Austin Aries. Good pick.
Yeah, good way to go.
Yeah, way to pick people that injure people. Oh, Russ, who was your second runner-up?
Seth Rollins, sir. He doesn't injure anybody. They injure themselves in his matches. It's not his fault.
Those guys run right into his knees.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Is it his fault that his knee is where their face is?
That is a safe man, unlike Kerry's pick.
Yeah, exactly. Now, but my first runner-up was also Chris Jericho, because let's face it, any other year, again... Any other year, Chris Jericho had this thing hands down. He has been on fire. He hasn't been in the maybe the best marquee matches, but he has been consistent, hilarious, great promo. And here's what I think it's also like. He's been helping the younger guys. It feels like to me like he's been back there doing what he's supposed to do. And also based off some of the stories we've heard throughout the year, he's been protecting them. And that's awesome. Sometimes he went a little far. It was a miscommunication, but still, whatever. You know, that's what Jericho's there. So, you know, Jericho's been great. Again, any other year he would have won this thing. Dean Ambrose, any other year would have won this thing. But we had the greatest year in wrestling from one person in particular.
I can't really think of a guy who's had a better... Like, this is Austin attitude level. Like, that's how good this year has been for AJ. It's remarkable. Yes.
And if you didn't know, drumroll, AJ Styles, of course, male performer of the year. There's not even close.
Not at all, no.
And that's sad because other people were amazing. And AJ is just far and above, way better. His year this year was amazing compared to
I mean, hell, Owens didn't even crack any of our lists. And Owens has had a great freaking year.
Yep.
It's, wow. AJ, kudos to him.
Yeah, it doesn't even, like, you can't even think about it, because the first person I thought of was AJ. Not even a question of who else would it be. And then he made me think about Dean Ambrose. You're right, Dean Ambrose has had a fantastic year. I didn't even think about him.
Yeah, I mean, he has had a great year. And to go back to Jericho for a second, the reason why he's above Dean, even on my list, he stepped up to Brock after SummerSlam.
Yes. Yep.
You're going to get a vote from me for doing something that awesome.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He went to protect the younger guys, even though Randy's not that much younger, but still.
How great is it that Jericho is in the ring with Goldberg, the other beastly man that he once fought years and years ago? Like, I'm sitting there thinking, can we get Jericho, Brock, and Goldberg all in the same ring? I just need that to happen. And then introduce Sin Cara. It'll be cool.
That would be awesome. All right, well, this thing has gone on quite a long time.
But, Russ, we can't wrap this up without knowing who your man crush of the whole year was.
Why, you mean the Deucey Award that's not the Deucey Award?
You're deuce right.
All right. Well, I do have a man crush of the year, folks. And I can't think of anybody better and fitting than who actually deserves this.
James Ellsworth.
And that is... No.
Oh.
Seth Rollins. No, I'm kidding. Actually, I'm just kidding. It was Cesaro. By far and away, Cesaro. My goodness. That man is a monster in the ring. He's fantastic. He looks fantastic, too. Let's face it. That's Swiss Superman. Mm.
I like a bite of his Swiss cake roll.
Yeah. Wait.
I love little Debbie's.
Me too. Fantastic food. It, actually, what I really like is he just, you know, how manly he looks when he rips off his tearaway suit. Mmm.
Yes.
I could eat that up every day.
With a spoon?
With whatever I can get my hands on.
Nope, not participating anymore.
We're out. All right. Well, do we have anything else for today, guys? I mean, we've been batting this one around.
I do believe that we still pay Kerry to do something around here. So, Kerry, at least have a story for us this week?
I actually do have a big wrestling story of the week for you. So it came out today, trending on Facebook, I believe, that the first name for the WWE Hall of Fame has been leaked. And
how did you get this information?
I found it in an article on Fox Sports. The first name for the 2017 WWE Hall of Fame is, well, it's DDP. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Diamond Dallas Page is the first rumored name for the 2017 Hall of Fame class.
Remember that time that he stalked Undertaker's wife?
No.
Yeah, that happened.
Was that with Debbie?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that was a terrible way to introduce DDP to WWE. It was a terrible job. But that man does deserve all the credit in the world for doing great things in and out of the ring with DDP Yoga, trying his best to keep Hall and Jake Roberts on the up and up. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that say that they have stayed injury free because of DDP Yoga. Like,
yeah.
So kudos to him. Really happy for him.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was one of the only people I really liked in WCW back when WCW was a thing. So, good for him. Yep. Definitely. Are we going to be Kenchicated?
Sure. Did you know that Baron Corbin... Come on, you knew I had to go here.
I was going to say, we haven't had Baron Corbin talks at all, so I thought it was coming out.
He also mastered jiu-jitsu. So now is he a Golden Glove champion, a former Arizona Cardinal, he owns a dual degree in psychology and sociology, but he also knows jiu-jitsu. Is there anything that this man, this legend, this soon-to-be, in about 365 days, when we do this next year, when he becomes the wrestler of the year... This man's got it all. He's going to win the Royal Rumble when Sami Zayn does it.
His gifts for athleticism, and hell, even his intelligence, it's kind of unfair.
I just wish he could get rid of that belly because he can't ever show his belly because he's so big he can't get rid of that without surgery. But he reverted back to the black pants. I don't know if anybody else noticed that. No more green pants for Baron.
Good, because Green Pants Baron seemed weaker than Black Pants Baron.
Carrie, you're looking. You need to stare at men's crotches at all times during wrestling matches. You need to know what they're wearing at all times.
Exactly. It's only the right thing to
do. That's why everybody likes the big show.
To be fair, you also look at the women's crotches, too.
Alexa.
All right, that's a great note to end it on, guys.
Yeah, Alexa.
All right, well, this has been an extremely long Are You Not Kentertained 2016 Ducey Awards. Boy, did we botch it, but hey, that's my fault.
That opening was amazing.
It was amazing, wasn't it? And not to mention everything else that happened today. So I hope you folks have been Kentertained, because we are out and we will see you next week with our basic regular rotation of everything that's great and Kentertaining. For Kent and Carrie, I'm Russ. We'll see you guys later.
Yep, looking at both of you, just kind of like staring. It's great.
It's fantastic.
Alexa.
Ducey.
Come on, how great was it, her as El Luchadora? It was like the most obvious thing because nobody else has her figure. Just saying.
This is true.